MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 14, 2025. A Democrat has won the 6th Essex special election, and Essex voters have okayed the override. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, Beverly City Councilor-at-Large Hannah Bowen won Tuesday's special election to replace State Representative Jerry Parasella and represent the 6th Essex District on Beacon Hill. 43-year-old Bowen, a Democrat, won with 73% of votes and carried all six of Beverly's wards against Republican Medley Long III. Bowen will represent all of Beverly and Precinct 1 in Wenham in the seat Parasella vacated this winter to become a judge. Wenham voters cast 144 ballots in favor of Bowen and 37 for Long, while Beverly carried 3,949 votes for Bowen and 1,406 for Long. Long congratulated Bowen over the phone as results came in on Tuesday night. He told the Salem News that he was proud of the campaign he ran and said this election was the first in a long time where Beverly had a serious Republican contender on the ballot for state representative. Bowen is the executive director of the Resolution Center, formerly known as the North Shore Community Mediation Center. She holds a master's degree of public administration in internal development from Harvard Kennedy School and a bachelor's in political science from Yale University. Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, in Essex, voters at Monday's annual town election approved a Proposition 2.5 override request to fund the assessment for the Manchester-Essex Regional School District and propelled challenger Ann Cameron to an upset victory over incumbent selectman Chair Ruth Perrine. By a 335-vote margin, residents agreed to the override designed to raise an additional $698,000 in real estate and personal property taxes for the purpose of supplementing the Manchester-Essex Regional School District assessment for the fiscal year beginning July 1. The vote was 704 to 369, according to unofficial election results posted at the Public Safety Building at 11 John Wise Avenue shortly after the polls closed at 8 p.m. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
As the state budget process continues, a new degree of uncertainty revolving around federal funding, as well as the pace of change, is unique, according to Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr.
It is in some ways. We have dealt with uncertainty in the past. You and I were just discussing the COVID-19 pandemic, which was a time when we didn't know what was going to happen with regard to the economy. Fortunately, we fared relatively well through that as a state. But we didn't know what was going to happen, and we didn't know what the ability of the federal government to support us was going to be with some of those programs. We've had recessionary times like the one that we had 2008, 2009. So uncertainty is no stranger to the State House, but this degree of uncertainty from the federal government, I would say, is unprecedented. And as you described it very accurately, the pace of change is much more intense than I've seen in a number of years here on Beacon Hill. So it is a different kind of uncertainty, a different kind of volatility. And as always, we will do the best we can to understand what's happening, to adapt to what's happening, and to make sure that the operations of state government in Massachusetts are not either interrupted or significantly damaged.
That's State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. Newburyport Daily News reporter Jim Sullivan writes, after months of crunching numbers, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon delivered a proposed $90.1 million fiscal 2026 operating budget to the City Council on Monday night. The budget is up $3.1 million over last year's $86.99 million allocation, the lowest increase Reardon has asked for in his 4 years in office. Also from Newburyport, it's almost time for the 2025 Greater Newburyport Green Expo. Join other engaged community members for a day of digging into sustainable living. There will be plenty of fun and learning for the entire family. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon.
Next, we have the Green Expo coming up. And actually, I had Molly Ettenborough send me a little thing. She wanted me to read that on Sunday, May 18th from 1 to 4, the Newburyport will host the Greater Newburyport Green Expo at Bresnahan Elementary School and the Senior Community Center. So we'll have two locations. The expo will include an electric car and e-bike showcase, a native plant sale, 40 vendors, lots of family activities, and even a tour of some sustainable projects throughout Newburyport. What makes this event so special is the extraordinary collaboration across our community. I'd like to recognize the leadership of our Sustainability Department, led by Molly Ettenborough, Resiliency Committee, and Energy Advisory Committee, in organizing this event. Additionally, numerous city departments have contributed, including the Library, Newburyport Public Schools, Senior Community Center, the Newburyport Recreation and Youth Services Department, DPS, Fire, and Police. ACES, the local organization ACES, has also played a large part too, as well as several local businesses. This is truly a citywide effort. So join us next Thursday when I can share more details about setting. So I'll have another update about this next Thursday, but just know that's coming up on Sunday, May 18th. We did one of these a couple years ago, and it was really popular. We did it down the middle school. So now this time around, we'll be at the Bresnahan and the Senior Center. But more info to come, but mark your calendars, Sunday, May 18th, 1 to 4 for our Green Expo.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast. And from the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, in high school baseball, Peabody top Revere 15-3 as the Tanners improved to 12-3 in the season. Pitcher Dylan Anise earned the win on the mound, going six innings and allowing only four hits. Hamilton Wenham is also 12-3 after a 13-3 win over Pawtucket. Jack Cook dazzled on the mound for the Generals, striking out nine and allowing just two hits. The St. John's Prep tennis team is now 14-0. Yesterday they blanked Andover 5-0. Singles winners were, bear with me, Ruder Malaya, Jack Propopkis, and Luke Free. Doubles winners were Luke Prokopis and Boris Kuzminov, along with James Duweninger and Wade Evitz. Whew. Manchester Essex boys lacrosse topped North Reading 12-2 as four Hornets scored three goals apiece. Charlie Thurlow, Walker Vallejo, Carlin Croft, and Noah Cohen. Aaron Crompton made 18 saves and goal for the Hornets, and they improved to 12-1. The Red Sox lost to the Tigers last night 10-9 in 11 innings. Two teams play again tonight in Detroit. And it's do or die for the Celtics tonight as they host Game 5 of their series with the Knicks. Celtics trail 3-1 and will be without Jason Tatum, of course, tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.